Next application is case number 11464, the application of John M. and Pearl I. Wilkins. Site is located south of Johnson Avenue, Road 207, west of the intersection of 3rd Street, Road 225, and Washington Street, Road 225C in Lincoln. 911 address not available. Tax map ID District 230, map 6.17, parcel 39.01. Requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting an 8,912 square foot variance from the required 32,670 square foot lot size requirement for lot number one. Requesting an 8,863 square foot variance from the required 32,670 square foot lot size requirement for lot number two. General, we received one letter of support. It's very short. It makes reference to the case number of the applicant seeking the variance with a parcel number. States I own the property near this parcel in Lincoln. I do not oppose and highly recommend the approval of this request. And it's signed by Lyle Merrick. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. Sir, you need to go up here and be sworn in, if you would, please.
That's all right.
John Wilkins.
And your address?
18532 Johnson Road, Lincoln.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And good evening.
My surveyor, he didn't show up tonight, so I'm standing in for him. This is a family type thing. We've owned this property, like this particular piece of property at 3901. It was acquired in 1964. And my mother and father bought that. And my property is adjacent to it, which is where I actually live is 3800. And then my other son lives in 3900. We're back to back opposite this particular lot. And what I'd like to do is divide this lot for each one of the boys. And the big thing is the difference between the county and DelDOT. When Lincoln was laid out, these streets are real wide. And so when they survey now, of course they survey for the county, where it's always been for ever since the town was laid out. And it's not incorporated, so and all these on the front road, which would be Johnson Avenue, they call it Johnson Road now. That was 120-foot right-of-way. Third Street was like 100-foot right-of-way, and the same way for Washington Street. It was 100-foot right-of-way. So when you set back, we've gained quite a bit as far as square footage. It would almost meet the minimum requirements if it wasn't for that particular thing. So, and the same thing happened just west of me for these lands of Jared and Sarah Latch. When they had to come before you, they had to do the same thing, you know. So it would be within keeping with the rest of the town, you know. Everything's all small houses mostly. So that's what we would like to be able to do now. And it's according to my plot, we've got it laid out just splitting it in half.
One and two.
Yeah. Now, with the property where I live, that was bought back in 27. Mm. And my father lived where Don does in 3900. And this was an empty lot, 3800, where I built my house in 57. So we just kind of like to keep this all in one little group.
All right.
I don't think there's any.
Okay.
I didn't take any pictures. I didn't think there was any need to have any pictures because of the, there's no dwellings on either piece of property. It's been just laying there all these years with no, you know, nothing been built on it. All we do is keep it cut. So that would, you know, if the thing would be, if we couldn't, if we can't divide it, it could only be used as a one lot, one whole lot, which is pretty good size for one house. But.
Right. All right, Mr. Wilson.
Is there anything else you might?
Let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start here with Mr. Records. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. On your parcel 38, okay. Got a garage and three sheds, right?
Yeah, there's two. Actually, he's calling them sheds on there, but they're actually carports.
Okay, where's the dwelling? Is there a dwelling on there?
Dwelling's not on there, is it? The dwelling is
you got a dwelling.
It's just north of that. I mean, you know, those are just.
There's a dwelling on 39.
Where the right, yeah, he don't have it on here. But it's right where the house is right where the printing is for the John M. and Pearl Wilkins deed book, so-and-so. Is that on your?
Yeah.
That's where the dwelling is.
And he's a surveyor.
And it's not showing the garage house either. See, I have a garage on that lot.
Yeah. Because I thought you said there was a house.
Yeah.
He's a surveyor. I'm sure it's not. He missed the house?
I'm not sure it's on this other one either.
Wow.
Is the house on Washington Street or Johnson Avenue?
Johnson Avenue. My house is.
So he didn't show up, neither did the house.
You see, now this one.
Sometimes if it's in compliance.
This other one I have here is showing my garage, but it's still not showing the house.
Still not showing the house, right?
No.
Nope. Yeah,
so there is a dwelling
compliance,
on it.
They don't show.
Don't have to.
On 38.
Right.
Okay, because you're showing a dwelling on 39. That's fine.
Yeah, 39, that's. It's showing his shed, you know, the big metal building.
Okay,
and then
the other, the lot one and lot two are for your boys, you say?
Yes.
Okay.
They're both here tonight. I just thought I'd get this out of the way before something goes haywire, you know.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
That's all, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Edson?
No questions.
Sure.
I have to get on him about that.
Mr. Wilkins, looking here on the survey, I just make sure I'm looking at this right. It looks like your lot is approximately 124 feet by 146 feet. And
right.
The lots that you are looking to create are approximately 161 feet by 146 feet, thereabouts.
Right.
So it looks like these lots are a little larger than what you're lot and your son's
is,
current
yes.
lot are. Okay. Are the other lots in the neighborhood of a similar size?
Yeah, some of them are smaller even, you know. These were originally, where I am, it was originally a 100-foot lot. And when this other property was acquired, when I got ready to build my garage, my mother deeded that 24 feet to me to give room for the garage. And then I did the same thing for my son when he bought this house over here, the older dwelling, the 3900. So I deeded him 24 feet to make that a straight line through.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Knight?
Yeah, we were looking at apples and oranges. The house on the parcel number 38 isn't part of the application. The one it doesn't show. It's actually.
Oh. It's on the application, right?
No, it's actually the application for parcel number 39.01, the corner.
All right, okay.
That's why the surveyor didn't show it.
Right.
I had to keep looking at it and figure
out
what it did.
I see.
He's trying to show the buildings as they relate to the property line.
Okay.
Make sure he didn't need variances for them. And they were pre-existing by deed on some of them anyway.
The property in question has a boulder line around it.
Pardon?
The property in question has a boulder line around it on the survey.
Yeah. Right, the lot one and two.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ryan. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four.
Half of Lincoln showed up, I think.
Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,464. The applicant has explained in thoroughness of exactly what he wants to do with this property. And I don't believe the uniqueness of the property is the fact that he wants to divide this property into two
separate lots.
Separate lots for his sons. The variance is necessary to be a reasonable use of the property, and he's not creating a hardship. I believe the difficulty is not being created by the applicant, that this is a family type of variance that he's looking for, just to split some property for the rest of his family. And the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, since he owns all that ground there.
Yeah.
And the requested variance is a minimum that would afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible to the regulation.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,464. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wolfen?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,464 is approved.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.